Fox, I see some videos, but I don't know. Truly, like,
recording right now. It's the fucking lockdown sesh, nigga.
Hey, but to be honest, that's why I don't really believe Tupac is alive. That's like a myth, you know what I'm saying?
So what do you believe in, man? What do you feel, when you think about Tupac, how do you feel?
I feel like, nigga, through his music, his shit is still echoing. So I feel like he is still alive. And I really believe, like, that's why, like, people think he's alive. Because, bro, stats and, like, things that haven't been recorded, I believe he put in a lot of work. So that's why, like, during those years, we're getting a new, you know, album from him. And that's where it sparked that theory of, is Tupac still alive?
I feel like one thing that resonates with me and Tupac is him saying, like, to fight while you're still young, too. As I'm getting older, I feel like he's right, man. As I'm getting so close to 30, I feel like I don't want to fight no more in my 30s, man.
Dude!
And
amen, because you become comfortable with those thoughts of, okay, I guess I'll give in to society. Mm. I guess I'll be another casualty. And, like, on the street, casualty is, like, just a nigga that, a hood nigga. You expect this from him. Oh, yeah, I knew he was going to end up in jail. Oh, yeah, I knew he was going to rob that bank. And, like, I feel like when Tupac did music, and that's why he's about thug life, because he grew up and he experienced it in a different way to promote positivity, like, to the point where, like, you still got to fight, even no matter how old we are. Because nowadays, people look down on, like, just because of, like, that small talk, they look down on that shit, like, oh, okay, he's working, so he's not going to school. And then, oh, okay, he's going to school and working, good job.
Yeah.
He's trying to get a degree and make some, but, like, fuck all that. Like, I feel like Tupac, I feel like your experience is your real knowledge. Well, no, fuck that. Your experience is where you get your wisdom. Because to me, wisdom and knowledge is different. I feel like knowledge, you gain it from another person. Wisdom, you gain it from self.
I mean, think about it. We're talking about Tupac right now.
Yeah. And I feel like he was like that, bro. One of the most
controversial topic that you could ever talk about.
Yeah. Hey, but for the record, rest in peace, Tupac.
Rest in peace.
I'm not really one.
That's why I'm really sick, man. We over here doing that lockdown stuff, you feel me?
Shout out.
Straight up.
Hey, but I believe, like, that's why I said rest in peace, because I believe you're dead. I believe, like, you're in the next life getting more wisdom. So, like,
true.
Because me, I'm a human, so I can't, that doesn't comprehend, like, I can't say that you're still alive, Tupac, but rest in peace. Like, if you are, fuck, hit me up. My bad.
Hey, it's just one of those topics that everybody always has to bring up.
Yeah.
It's Tupac.
It is the most controversial.
But is Tupac dead? I mean, there's so much evidence that he's alive, but there's little to none evidence that he's dead.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? In Kendrick Lamar's previous album, remember when he said that line, like, fake my death and head to Cuba? Yeah. Or something like that. I forgot what song. But, like,
no, there was a song that he was saying.
But it's the same song with his opening line. He's talking about Anthony. And then he says, because the ghetto birds, the helicopters are in the sky, so be cautious.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that's the same song. I can't remember, but I need to run it back. But I feel like that's what, things like that kind of juices the conspiracies. Or the people that are into conspiracy.
And juices the vagina.
And it's wet. Nah, I'm just kidding. My bad. Hey, but
I'm going to cut that part up.
Nah, just leave it. It's fresh. It's raw. It's raw. It's raw.
I don't feel like if I had some female followers, you know, no disrespect. It's just not what it is. It's just a slang out here.
Hey, you can cut your part, but leave my part, though.
No, I'm not gonna cut shit.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna leave it raw and cut, just like the last one.
Yo.
Remember?
Yeah.
It was raw and
cut. Yeah. Yo. I feel like
that shit was like 30 minutes, just uncut. I didn't and no fucking snips, nothing.
Yeah.
So that's how you know,
dude. Dude, and what's it called? Like, what we're talking about, like, even though you say you're gonna cut it, but then you say otherwise after that, I feel like that's what society lacks. So I feel like they always, especially through social media, want you to see the ups, you know, majority, probably like 80%, 90%, like, majority everyone wants to see on your ups, but you're down, so you don't want to show it, because why? It's ugly. Like, it's lonely.
Hey, bro, so, like, what do you think about, like, that nigga Tupac's career, though?
Dude, hey, honestly, like, just off of experience as a little kid, bumping Bunkers and Tupac and DMX and all, you know, like, that kind of music back then, late 90s, early 2000s, but, like, I feel like he put in so much work, and he just kept it real, dude. He always talked about the ghetto and, like, being a born resident, or, like, a born human from Cali.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't hide behind his feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like he threw his cards on the table.
Exactly. Hey, and if you look at it, that's how ghetto people are.
He threw his life cards on the table.
Yeah, that's how ghetto people are. They get, like, you come to the crib, you see the truth. How we living, this how we living, this how we are. We're just working through it. Like, so yeah, definitely, bro. He threw his damn, you know, with the face up. He drew his cards right there. But guess what? He played his cards to the best. And I feel like he showed that how? Through his music. This nigga had how many, like, this nigga had a crib, like, and that's what I'm trying to do. Like, so that's why, like, I'm linking up with people that's doing music. Exercising my craft.
Hey, so, like, how do you feel with you being an artist yourself, like a local artist, you know, trying to be on the come up? How do you feel like Tupac influenced you like that?
Like I said, bro, he's not like, and what you said too, if I may add, he threw his card on the table. He played it straight up. He didn't try to put sugar in it, because guess what? It was more salty. So did that through his music career, he threw salt in the game. Like, yo, I'm a nigga. And for you blacks, I get offended by the word, but I'm just speaking truth. Like, the way he did his music, through a nigga way. But guess what? It influenced the Latinos. It influenced the Asian. It influenced the Tonga. Influenced the Samoan, the whole poly community, like, even whites. So nowadays, that's why these whites be talking like they ghetto. And that's why I fucking really don't like social media. Like Tupac said, media is full of dirty tricks. And, like, because these are suburban kids sometimes. And you can tell when a ghetto and a suburban kid, you can tell. Because the ghetto kid is more real. The suburban kid that's hanging around the ghetto kid, he gets influenced. He gets influenced because that's how he really feels. And I feel like these Balangis are getting influenced. My bad.
Hey,
was that too long?
No, that's not too long.
Or explaining
it? You're good. Hold on. Okay, we're still recording, but hey, you heard it first here, man.
Shout out Dread Life. Shout out Lockdown. Shout out Dread Life 420. Shout out Lockdown. The homies, you in general, like, I'm surprised you're the same age from the same spot, and I didn't even meet you until, like, what, our mid-20s,
yeah.
25, 26-ish, you know?
But I remember being at 40 Block.
Yeah.
Being at 40 Block, and we would just be over there all mixing.
Hey, and I fucked up that time, though.
Like, I want to know his mix.
Yeah. Hey, but
I would be like, all right, hey.
Yeah. And the other time you were mixing, and I was fucked up.
Hell yeah. Hey,
that's when Jerry brought that bottle. The Silly Jerry's.
Oh, yeah. It was Jerry
bottle. Yeah, because I forgot what bottle they had, but I remember Jerry showing up, and he had a bottle, and nigga, I was tugging that shit like it was like, remember that milk, Chug-a-Lug or something?
Yeah.
Chug-a-Lug, Chug-a-Lug. See, that's 90s shit. But But that's how it felt like when I was sipping on that bottle. But I do remember seeing you in the garage with the, fuck, what's his name? The cool-ass dude.
Fuck. Hey, I'm gonna let y'all know, this is the lockdown session.
Yo.
With, you know, a special guest right here, but he's gonna be the co-guest right here every single time we do this shit.
All right.
So, every single time.
My name is Walter, by the way, motherfuckers.
We're just speaking of the facts, you feel me?
We feeling good. It's a Saturday.
Stay tuned, this shit. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, motherfuckers.
Smoke a fucking blunt and elevate your mind. Yep. Just that nigga Dragon Lord 420.
And your boy Walter, aka Wally Uchi, aka Walter PS. Peep in the future time.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell y'all what, man. This is my very first podcast, so if y'all like that, you know, put a star, you know, to the next of that shit.
Follow.
Because this is, you know, this is just a snippet. It's just a snippet.
Follow. And you're gonna get more, like, you know, like, real shit in your face. Like, because we don't have time to sugarcoat shit.
If I get 10 followers, 10 straight up followers, for every 10 followers I get, I'll do a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
What you think about that?
I think it's cool. But at the same time, fuck the followers. We still doing this shit. Say no, bro.
Hey, it's your boy, Draymond 420. Signing off. Hope you don't like this shit.
Peace, love, and happiness, brothers and sisters.
Hey, that's what I always say. God bless.
God bless. When Amazon started, it was they were only sticking doing books.
30 to 70 bucks a share.
Uh-huh.
When Amazon first started, like 20 years ago,
uh-huh,
it was cheap to buy some stocks
in
Amazon. But then now, like 30, say you buy like five stock, you have 500 bucks.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, say it's like 100 bucks a share. 500 uh-huh bucks. You put in 500 bucks, you got five shares.
Okay.
Come nowadays, Amazon, you look at that shit, that's investments. You invest 20 years ago, you look at Amazon now,
it's worth more.
Your share, you got five shares, you paid 500 bucks back in the day. But nowadays,
if it's twice
look
that,
at that shit, is 15 to 1700 a share, dude. So at first, it was 100 bucks a share. And then now,
it's like 1700.
And then what you could do, you can keep it in there. If you believe in that company, if you believe they'll strive from there, if you believe that company will strive from there, you can keep your investments in there. But if you believe like they're stabilizing, they'll stay there. It goes up and down between 1500 to 1700. Man, take that shit out when you see it pretty high. Like if it's bouncing between 1500 to 1700. And you got 17. Once it hits 1700 or 16, almost
it's
to 17.
Really up to you if you want to keep the money in there or not. If it's gonna raise or not, and that's really it's a risk.
Yeah.
Like investing.
That's why, like nowadays, if you have like even $1,000, you look at companies. You look up companies that have like low shares. Like you can invest in their company. You give them money, right? You buy these shares. It funds the company so they could upgrade. You know what I'm saying? Like if you put in money. And you believe that they'll really go up, their shares, the worth of the company will become big.
Then you keep it in there, you know?
And you keep it in there,
and you build
bam,
money.
You build money. Like the people 20 years ago on Amazon, nowadays they don't regret that, you know? What
Amazon
mean?
Is smart. You know what's pretty cool about Amazon? So, nigga, Amazon is so smart right now. What they're doing, they're selling routes, you know, like delivering routes. Right now, they're selling routes, to be honest. And it's like what? Like 15,000, 30,000 a route? Matters what route you get. So if you buy a route, it's up to you to deliver the packages. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that can be a cool investment too. Like you fucking buy a route, get niggas to drive, deliver packages, dude. That shit's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you got to say about that shit? About Amazon?
Hey. All I got to say is fuck Amazon, nigga.
Hey.
Oh shit. My bad. Hey, I'm fucking twisted as fuck. But on some real shit, these niggas spit facts. When it comes down to the nitty gritty, it's all about going to what the fuck you know about the most. You feel me? Like you can't, hey you can't plan.
While you podcast, can I be DJ?
Oh shit. Nah, I'm gonna end this podcast right now, nigga.
No. Play some music in the podcast.
Yeah, you should.
We've been conversing for a minute.
Amazon podcast. That's what we're talking about, Amazon.
Unless you want to really play music and close this fucking
nah,
podcast.
Hey, I'm gonna close this shit. So I can play some music. All right, go ahead.
Before closing this shit, I want to say some words. Everyone, welcome to the podcast and goodbye. You probably learned a little bit about investments and money.
And Amazon.
Use that shit wisely. Fuck Amazon. Fuck eBay. Gangster, nigga.
Hey, what this nigga said. Are you still-